Texas launches investigation into Lululemon over potential presence of forever chemicals in apparel. By Hannah Knudsen on April 13, 2026. Texas is launching an investigation into the major athletic apparel brand Lululemon Athletica Incorporated over the potential presence of forever chemicals in the apparel. Lululemon has come under fire in recent days over allegations of the brand's use of forever chemicals polyfluoroalkyl chemicals, PFAS, in the clothing. PFAS have been linked to various health issues, including infertility and cancer. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton announced the investigation on Monday, explaining that the Lone Star State will determine if the brand misled consumers about the safety, quality, and health impacts of its products. It cites emerging research and consumer concerns over the potential presence of certain synthetic materials and chemical compounds in their apparel that may be associated with endocrine disruption, infertility, cancer, and other health issues. Per the press release, Attorney General Paxton's investigation will examine whether Lululemon's athletic apparel contains PFAS or forever chemicals that their health-conscious customers would not expect based on the brand's marketing. The Office of the Attorney General will also review the company's restricted substances list, testing protocols, and supply chain practices to determine whether Lululemon's products comply with its stated safety standards. Paxton said in a statement, "Americans should not have to worry if they are being deceived when trying to make healthy choices for themselves and their families. I will not allow any corporation to sell harmful, toxic materials to consumers at a premium price under the guise of wellness and sustainability," he said, promising accountability. If Lululemon has violated Texas law, it will be held accountable. The investigation comes as American pivots to the Make American Healthy Again (MAHA) agenda, prompting many consumers to think deeper about what they are both consuming and wearing. The victories continue to pile up as the Trump administration has placed an emphasis on health, from efforts to ensure that America's drinking water is safe from microplastics, pharmaceuticals, and forever chemicals to the removal of artificial dyes from food favorites. Earlier this month, EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin announced that the administration is placing microplastics and pharmaceuticals on the contaminant candidate list. All the while, major retailers are pivoting, prioritizing health for consumer products. Kara Sylvester, Executive Vice President and Chief Merchandising Officer of Target, said consumers are increasingly prioritizing healthier lifestyles, and we're moving quickly to evolve offerings to meet their needs. Because of that, the company is requiring all cereals sold to remove their artificial dyes by the end of May. Other major companies, Kraft Heinz, General Mills, Nestle, and ConAgra Brands Incorporated, have made similar changes.